Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You have no idea at all of his whereabouts?
Absolutely none. Didn't even know he was away till I called his house 2 days ago, and Poole told me he'd gone.
And he left no address?
None at all. I gathered from Poole that there was nothing out of the way in that. He often disappears for days at a time.
Yes, but he's gone over a week now. This is disastrous. The latest news of his father is that he's not expected to live more than a few days. We simply got to get in touch with him.
What is it? A stroke?
Yes, he had the first seizure yesterday morning. He may go at any moment. He's barely conscious and keeps asking for Henry all the time. What on earth are we going to do? Isn't there anyone you know of who might be able to tell us something?
Let me think now. Wait a minute. I wonder...
Yes, what is it?
It's just a faint possibility. But there's a friend of his, an Edward Hyde.
Edward Hyde?
Yes, do you know him?
Know him? I've had an encounter with him. I'd be very reluctant to repeat the experience.
Why? What's he like?
He's without doubt the most loathsome and degenerate specimen I've ever set eyes on. What his association with Henry can be... Well, let's forget that. What were you going to say?
The last time I saw Henry, he gave me his address. Was in connection with a will he made. He told me where to find Hyde if ever he should be needed.
Why should Hyde be needed?
I know no more about that than you do. But it's obvious that Henry sees a good deal of him. You might even know where we can find him now.
You may be right, though I'd hate to have to go and ask him.
Then I'll go. As a matter of fact, I'd rather like to have a look at him.
If you're anything like me, you won't want to look a second time. I never met anybody in my life who roused sheer murderous hatred in me like that creature did.
In you? Why, it hardly seems possible.
Wait till you've seen him. I wasn't the only one. There were others with me as well, and I could see by the look on their faces that they could hardly keep their hands off him.
Why, is he some sort of demon?
Well, he may well be. The thing I saw him do was nothing short of the act of a fiend.
What was it?
I saw him trample a little child down in the street, grind it with his heel, and beat it with his stick.
What?
Every word of that is true. It was the most horrible and revolting thing I ever set eyes upon, and committed by the one who is claimed as friend by the man my daughter proposes to marry. I won't attempt to disguise the fact that the thought of such a thing sickens me.
Yes, I think I understand. But there must be some sort of explanation. I know Henry very well. Always regarded him as a sort of a saint compared to myself. He's been wrapped up in his work. Never gone in for the sort of things that I have done. You know, getting tight and larking around with women and all that.
I hope you're right. And in the meantime, we've got to find him. The thought of that old man dying without seeing the son he loves so much is more than I can bear.
Well, I'll go at once and see Hyde. There may be something he can tell us. I'll come back here as soon as I can.
Very well. I'll make what inquiries I can think of. Goodbye for the present.
Mr. Edward Hyde at home?
Who are you? What do you want with him?
I'm Dr. Hugh Lanyon. I want to see him urgently.
Dr. Lanyon? Oh, come in. Margaret, I'm glad to see you.
Hetty, what on earth are you doing here?
I've been here for ages. Ever since that day you and Dr. Jekyll hid me in the boat and helped me get away from those men.
But I thought you were in the country. Henry told me you'd gone away from London.
Did he? Well, this is as far as I ever got.
And doesn't Hyde live here?
Yes. He lives here.
Then?
Yeah, you've guessed it right off.
I see. May I sit down and talk to you for a while?
Of course you can. I'm that glad to see someone. I've been shut up here by myself, afraid to show my nose out the door in the daytime. It's been so lonely, I think I'd even be glad to see I'd come in.
Where is he?
He's gone away. Been gone almost a week.
Away?
Yeah. Why?
Henry's father is very ill. We can't find him anywhere. He's away, too. I was hoping Hyde might have some idea where he is.
I can tell you that.
You can?
Yeah. Let me see now. He said they were going to a place called Coravina.
Coravina?
Yeah.
Hyde told you that?
Yes. He said he and Henry were going together.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. I remember his very words. He said, he won't be seen with me, but we'll be together for all that. He'll not get away from me for a moment.
And they've gone to Coravina. Why on earth didn't Henry tell me?
Do you know where it is?
Of course I do. I was there last year. It was I who told him about it.
Perhaps he was trying to steal a march on you.
Henry was.
Don't you think he would?
Coravina. All places. Oh, it's miles away from any telegraph line.
Perhaps his father will be dead by the time he gets back.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Perhaps I hope it'll be that way. I'd like to think that something happened to him. Something that'd hurt him. Something that'd make him pay a little for the things he's done to me.
Hetty.
Shocks you, does it? I sit here all day thinking of ways to get back on him. Him and Hyde. What a pair they are. So different. Yet somehow, underneath, they're the same. Both cruel as the devil.
Dead. He's dead. Yes, I had a telegram not 10 minutes after you left. He died at 6 o'clock this morning.
This will be a terrible shock to Henry. He's devoted to his father.
I know. The loss is a very great one to me, too. We were lifelong friends. The finest man I ever knew.
What do you think we'd better do? There's no means of telegraphing him. Coravina's about 100 years behind our times. Tiny place that lives in a world of its own.
Whatever possessed him to go there?
I told him about it. I had a very pleasant time there last year. I suppose it made some sort of impression on him, and he suddenly decided to go there himself.
Well, I'll write a letter to him. Perhaps that's better than a telegram. The shock will be bad enough as it is.
Do you know, I think I might go over and tell him myself. I could get away now. Take me about 4 days to get there. If we return at once, we could be back at the end of next week.
But why should you go to all that inconvenience?
Oh, it's just that I feel the news of his father's death is going to be pretty hard to take. We're rather close friends, you know. Might be glad to have me around.
Yes, I think perhaps he would. When will you go?
I'll try and get the Dover Express tonight. I've got 4 hours.
Very well. I'll write a letter for you to take. You'll have to pass through Paris, won't you?
Oh, yes.
If you can manage it, will you try and see Margaret? I imagine this will mean a postponement of their wedding. It was to have been in 6 or 7 weeks' time.
Oh, I say that. That's going to be another blow for Henry.
Do you think so?
Think so? Why, Mr. Utterson, don't you realize what Margaret means to him?
She doesn't mean enough for him to be willing to give up his friendship with this beast, Hyde. He told me he need never see him again. And now they've gone away together, secretly, as though on something that won't bear the light of decent scrutiny. What am I to conclude from that? Is that the kind of man you'd wish your daughter to marry?
Come out of the kitchen, you old rascal, and see.
Why? Dr. Lanyon, what brings you here?
Well, have you got a friend of mine, Dr. Jekyll, staying here?
Dr. Jekyll, here's your friend. Oh, doctor, it is terrible.
What is it?
They are lost out in the mountains since yesterday. All night we've been searching for them.
Who?
The Herr Doctor and Gretel, they went out yesterday morning to climb the Straitslick Pass, and they haven't come back.
Oh, good Lord, what's being done about it?
All our young men are away with the flocks, taking them to the summer pastures. Only us old ones are left. We've sent word to them. They'll be coming back this morning. Oh, here they come now. Look, they're racing down the glacier on skis. They're coming like men possessed. There's Franz in front. I can tell by the red scarf he's wearing, the one that Gretel made for him. Oh, Gretel, Gretel, my little daughter. And you so soon to be married.
Oh, come along now. Everything may be quite all right. Dr. Jekyll's an experienced mountaineer, and Gretel's born to the mountains.
She didn't want to go. I got angry with her. All this is my doing.
Why didn't she want to go?
She didn't like the Herr Doctor. It was very strange. Such a quiet, pleasant gentleman.
Oh, by the way, where's his friend?
Eh? His friend?
Mr. Hyde. I understand they're traveling together.
There's been no Mr. Hyde here, Herr Doctor. Only Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad of that. Oh, look, the men are nearly here now. By the minute or two, they'll be on the slope just above the village.
Come, let us meet them. There are the other people running out. It's good to see our young men back. Now the search will really begin.
What happened?
Oh, Franz, my boy. They went away yesterday and when evening fell, and no sign of them.
Have you got food ready for us and ropes and alpine stock?
Yeah, everything waiting.
Oh, why should she go with him? Couldn't he have gone alone?
She went to show him the way. Oh, it was my doing, Franz. I confess it.
Why, what do you mean? Didn't she want to go?
No, she went unwillingly. She must have known. If anything has happened, how shall I ever forgive myself?
If anything has happened because of him, I will smash him in two. She feared him. She knew.
Franz, my son, what are you saying?
I shouldn't have left her. She begged me not to go. Come along, men. Now let us get going. We've got to find him before another night comes. Do not waste any time. Go.